It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have a bunch of archers from Mont Harmon Middle School. That's right, it's a school district update, and we're going to talk to some of these guys. And archery has just exploded in Carbon County. It's huge, and I can't believe the amount of kids that go out for archery. And we also have their advisor, Tom Laszlo, here with us. We're going to start it off with him. Mr. Laszlo, thank you so much for coming in with us this morning. We really appreciate it.
So we took first at the state tournament. We're preparing for nationals. It's the 28th of April. Yeah, it's been a really successful season. The kids have tons of drive. They've been working extremely hard. So we're super excited to see how we can do at the Western National.
And I think that's where I get confused, because Nationals are in Salt Lake City this year.
Yeah, Nationals are in Salt Lake. I think we have it for 5 years straight. And so I think we might be on our fourth year right now. I'm not positive about that. And so we'll have it here in Salt Lake for a few more years.
Now, the three that are here with us in studio today, are they the only three that are going, or have you got more students that are going to the Nationals?
We have more. We qualified two teams at state, so we'll have 48 kids shooting at the Western National. These three that are here today also qualified for it, so we're super excited for them.
And just from your personal standpoint, how many years have you been an advisor for archery?
I think this is probably like my eighth year is being the coach for archery. So
now, is this something that you, did you bow hunt as a kid, and that's kind of where this all came from, or did you just kind of pick it up and look at it and say, man, this is pretty fun, a lot of kids are enjoying this?
Yeah, I hunted. I've always hunted. But it was something where there was a state grant going on, and I thought I could get the state grant, and there were several other people in Price and or schools that thought they could get the state grant, so we put in for it and ended up getting the grant. It was a 90-10 grant, and so they pay 90% of it, and we paid 10. So I think the original grant was about $4,000, and I think we only had to pay about $400 to get into it. That's how it all started.
All right. We're going to go ahead and turn it over and talk to some of the kids now. And when we come back, we're going to come back to you, because we want to talk about your sponsors and the businesses that have helped you out along the way to get you where you're at. And that's really important as well. So we'll talk about those here in just a moment. Savannah, why don't you step up to the mic? Savannah Lundgren, how are you this morning?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, Savannah, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 12 years old. I go to Mont Harmon Middle School. I do archery, obviously. I have three brothers, two older and one younger.
Do you have any other interests at the school other than archery?
Not really.
No band, no choir, no anything else like that?
I did band last year, but when I had to choose between them, I chose archery.
It was a pretty simple choice, pretty easy one.
Yeah.
What do you like about archery, Savannah?
It's very relaxing and it's very rewarding.
We were talking before we came on the air about the fact that archery is you'd label it as an individual team sport, right? Because everybody performs on their own, but at the end of the day, the team scores are all compiled and everything like that. Do you enjoy the solitude of it? You said it's personal for you, so I would imagine that you do.
Yeah, I do.
Now, are you going to continue to carry this on and all the way through?
I think I will.
And go into high school with it as well?
I'll try.
I'll tell you what, if it keeps going the way it's going, I'm sure there are teams out there, university level teams of archeries and of archers and things like that. So I don't see why this couldn't be something that they wouldn't look at Utah. Utah is kind of a hotbed right now for archery. So that's really great. What did you score? Let's put it that way. What was your final score that got you to Nationals?
It wasn't my best, but it's still pretty good. I shot a 267, 268.
So. And that's pretty good then?
Yeah, that's okay. Out of 300.
Well, that's not too bad at all then. All right, well, Savannah, thank you for coming in this morning. We're going to talk to these two now, all right? Mm-hmm. All right, first up, we're going to talk with Walker Lamb. Walker, how are you this morning?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing well, Walker. I'm doing well. So, Walker, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 13 years old. I go to Mont Harmon Middle School. I love hunting. I love everything about it. That's kind of why I joined archery and stuff. It's just one of my favorite hobbies.
And that's kind of where it came from. And now how long, and I forgot to ask Savannah this, but how long have you been doing this? Did you start in elementary, or is this the first year?
No, so we moved down to Price last year during the last February, and I just thought it was so cool to pick up, so I picked it up this year.
And you've apparently done pretty well for yourself, it sounds like. So is for you, is it the same as Savannah? Is it really a personal sport for you? Or?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, pretty much.
But do you enjoy getting out there with your teammates and
doing
what
you gotta do?
Yeah,
it's a lot fun on the
do?
Bus rides going in. You know, you go to shoot, and then you come back. It was really fun.
That's always what it's about. It's those bus rides. You just got to be quiet and careful sometimes.
Yeah.
Get in a little bit of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where I found that out, but here's the other thing, Walker. What was your best score? What got you to nationals?
So I scored a 272 at state, and that's what got me to nationals.
And that's what got you to nationals. Are you excited for nationals?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Are you nervous?
I mean, yeah, pretty much. That's because nationals is what they score you on to get to worlds, and I kind of want to really go to worlds.
And worlds this year is at
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
South Carolina. Okay. Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
So good luck to you. We're going to bring the last one of your group in, Caden Steele. Caden, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good.
All right, Caden, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm 13 years old. I've been doing archery for 4 years. I've loved every bit of archery. I love hunting. It's what I kind of got into when I was younger.
So I was going to say that's kind of how you got into it was hunting. Now, what elementary did you go to that you got started at?
I went to Castle Heights.
And that's a big, big-time archery school. I was talking with Mr. Laszlo before you guys got here about the fact that I can just not believe how many kids there are in our area that go out for archery, and it's unbelievable the hundreds of kids that go out. So you were one of those hundreds of kids, and you made the cut. Now, what was your best score at state?
At state, my best score ever was 273, and I won fifth grade year. Then this year I didn't do very well. I shot a 264.
But you got enough to get into nationals.
Yeah. Hoping I'm doing better.
That's all that matters. You know, all you got to do is get into the tournament. That's what they say in professional sports.
Yep.
That end of the year tournament. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Good luck to you. And we're going to talk with Mr. Laszlo again, okay? Now, Mr. Laszlo, you said before you get out of here, and I absolutely totally agree with you, there are some people that need to get some recognition for what they've done to help you guys out this year.
Yeah, so we'd like to thank the Friends of the NRA, the local chapter here. They've donated us a lot of money for targets and arrows and just other things in the classroom. They really put out a ton for us. And so I know they have a banquet coming up in August. So if you can support that, that'd be awesome. We also have the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. They've donated us a ton of money through the years in the past. The arrows and targets and all that get really expensive. Just our faculty and staff at Mount Harmon. Our custodians, they're always incredibly supportive. The teachers there are supportive of all the kids. Our principal's awesome over there. And so we'd really like to thank them. We'd like to thank the elementary schools that feed the program. Castle Heights and Creekview, they have really done a great job bringing out a ton of kids for us. The high school's done extremely well this year. They also won state. And so Phil Howe over there, he's done a great job. And so, anyways, a lot of people to thank in the community. The community's always been behind us with this, and so we really appreciate what they've done.
All right. So once again, coming up the end of April, Nationals in Salt Lake, and then Worlds are in South Carolina. When are Worlds?
Worlds are in June, early June. So we have to kind
of
see where we're at, where we place that.
We'll keep an ear out and see how you guys do and let everybody know. Thank you guys so much for coming in this morning.
Yeah, could I also, one more thing.
Right ahead.
Could I, I just want to congratulate Avi Davis. She was the number one girl in middle school out of 145 girls. Joe Christensen, he took second. He shot a 281. He was second in the boys category out of 214 boys. And so we had six out of the top 10 boys in the state, and we had nine out of the top 10 girls in the state. So we'd like to congratulate them.
Absolutely, as you should. That's a lot, and that's part of your team that's going to Nationals with you.
Yeah, all of them will be going to Nationals.
Perfect. All right, guys, good luck at Nationals, and we'll talk again soon, all right? Thanks so much for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.